In Milwaukee, we've got cloudy skies and 42. Expect the sun later on and a high of around 50.
We're a Civic Media station.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. There's a massive makeover underway at the White House, and a lot of people aren't happy about it. President Trump is plowing past historic and architectural concerns and moving ahead with the complete destruction of the East Wing to build a massive ballroom.
In order to do it properly, we had to take down the existing structure. The way it was shown, it looked like we were touching the White House. We don't touch the White House.
He says it'll be able to hold 999 people instead of the 650 the original plan called for. Correspondent Weijia Jiang rounded up opinions on Pennsylvania Avenue.
Tourists we spoke with on site were torn over the president's project.
I think it's disgraceful. It's a desecration, really, I think. I don't know that anybody particularly wants a big ballroom.
Nixon had his bowling alley. JFK had a swimming pool. So, you know, he's adding his touch, and it's going to be beautiful when it's done. Absolutely beautiful.
A U.S. strike took out a ninth alleged drug boat last night. This time, the target was not in the Caribbean, but the Pacific Ocean. At least five people were killed. Secretary of State Marco Rubio.
There are people traveling on international waters headed towards the United States with hostilities in mind, which includes flooding our country with dangerous, deadly drugs.
The Trump administration has slapped new sanctions on Russian oil companies in a bid to encourage an agreement on the war in Ukraine. CBS News senior foreign affairs correspondent Margaret Brennan.
Two European officials tell me that Trump now has some realization that Vladimir Putin needs to be pushed in order to come to that negotiating table, and that he cannot demolish a kindergarten and pay zero cost for it.
Several young children were injured in a Russian attack on a school in Kharkiv this week. History just made at the Vatican. Britain's King Charles prayed with Pope Leo in the Sistine Chapel last hour. It is the first time since the Reformation 500 years ago that the heads of two different Christian churches have said prayers together. A popular dating app is now making users show face to log in.
It's called FaceCheck. Tinder records a video of your face and compares that to your current profile pics to make sure it's you, then uses the biometric data of your face to detect any duplicate accounts to cut down on fake profiles. It should also help stop a growing number of AI bots that try to steal your personal information or trick you into scams. Other dating apps like Bumble also use facial recognition software, but on a voluntary basis. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Dow futures are down 46, NAS futures up 4. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
VA education benefits are available to those who qualify.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
More benefits documented from weight loss drugs.
In the largest trial yet of drugs like Wegovy and Ozempic, heart attacks and stroke in people overweight were cut by a whopping 20%, regardless of how much weight they lost. As lead author John Deanfield sees it,
these drugs are not just weight loss drugs. They are drugs that will change many, many illnesses.
So what's happening in the body? The drug is thought to be reducing inflammation in blood vessels, improving blood pressure and cholesterol.
These drugs help liver disease, kidney disease, cardiovascular disease, but they may also help even cognitive decline.
Brad Gibson for CBS News, Carcassonne, France.
How many times have you looked in the mirror and said this?
I am beautiful.
Probably not many. A new survey by Talker Research finds Americans have negative thoughts about their bodies an average of 4 times a day. A whopping 69% say that when they look in the mirror, the first thing they notice is something they want to fix. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
This report on 540 WAUK is sponsored by Horizons Law Firm. Learn more about divorce coaching online at horizonslaw.com.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Trick-or-treating in the city of Milwaukee is moving to Halloween night for the first time in more than 30 years. City officials say it's about embracing the holiday spirit, but not everyone's convinced. Some parents and city leaders fear safety issues like reckless driving and crime after dark. Trick-or-treat hours are set for 5:30 to 7:30 on October 31st. Police plan on additional patrols. Other communities have been running the door-to-door candy distribution on Halloween for years. Across southeastern Wisconsin yesterday, federal agents and local police joined forces for a wide-scale gang takedown. The FBI Milwaukee office helped lead the effort, with 14 SWAT teams hitting targets in Milwaukee and Racine counties. A statement says the operation led to 22 arrests and the recovery of guns, drugs, and vehicles all tied to violent crime. Officers from multiple departments across the state took part, from the State Patrol to local police in West Allis, Oak Creek, and Cudahy. The FBI says this kind of teamwork is critical for keeping Wisconsin safe. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. A West Allis couple is facing serious charges after the death of their 4-year-old son and alleged abuse of his twin sister. Prosecutors say 21-year-old Devario Cruz and 31-year-old Charlotte Couric gave conflicting stories before admitting they lied about how the boy was hurt. The criminal complaint describes weeks of severe abuse, neglect, and fear inside their home. Cruz faces 6 felony counts, including homicide and child abuse. Couric is charged with neglect leading to death. Prosecutors say the investigation is ongoing. Another hail interchange shutdown could slow weekend traffic. Starting at 11 tomorrow night, the ramp from southbound 41-894 to eastbound 894 will be closed for bridge work. It'll be shut down until 5:30 Monday morning. Officials say drivers should expect detours and take extra travel time. The recommended detour uses 43 South and Highway 100 before rejoining 894. There will be several other ramps in the area closed during the work. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk. The Wisconsin DOJ is investigating a death involving law enforcement in the town of Wautoma. It started when a deputy and a state trooper responded to a domestic violence call last Thursday night. Officials say 51-year-old Timothy Lehman fired from inside the home, and the deputy Alex Midthune returned fire. Lehman later barricaded himself before officers found him dead inside. The DOJ at this point says they believe the deputy's bullets likely caused his death. No officers were injured. First responders getting a response to their call for help. A new state law aiming to make sure Wisconsin has enough EMTs on the job. With Governor Tony Evers signing bills, the measures pay back students taking EMS classes, sending more money to training programs, and makes it easier for departments to share local funds. Another bill starts a pilot program for video 911 calls, giving dispatchers a clearer picture of what's going on. EMS calls up 38% nationwide since 2020. Wisconsin has about 19,000 EMTs and paramedics serving communities statewide. All news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Lawmakers in the city of Madison debating whether public safety or social services should get the money. Dane County's $31 million shortfall has some supervisors calling to cut 28 vacant jobs from the sheriff's department and shift the funds to human services projects. That includes support for a new men's shelter downtown. Sheriff Calvin Barrett says fewer deputies mean slower response times and staffing problems once the new jail opens in 2027. Dane County Executive Melissa Agard says every department must trim at least 4% from its budget. The board meets today to decide What's next? Wisconsin's food share program could run out of money in just over a week. The federal shutdown's hitting right as earlier SNAP funding cuts take effect November 1st. Oshkosh Area Community Pantry Director Ryan Rasmussen talks about the impact.
Based on the government shutdown starting November 1st, all SNAP benefits are cut. So no new monies will be given to any SNAP recipients. And also, for the first time, any outstanding balances that folks have could be in jeopardy.
Governor Tony Evers' office confirms federal funds for Wisconsin food aid are drying up fast, meaning people across the state could soon lose access to food assistance. Representative Tom Tiffany is pushing back against Governor Evers' claims about food share funding running out because of the GOP. He says Evers is misleading people. Tiffany blamed Senate Democrats for the shutdown, saying that they voted 11 times to shut food share and all programs down. Tiffany's running for governor, both sides pointing fingers at the other as the shutdown nears a month. Wisconsin sports, today's forecast, traffic and road delays next. All news all morning on 540 AM and 100.3 FM, WAUK.
7-Eleven, good morning, Milwaukee. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Coming up, Mike Clemens in sports, traffic and weather together. A quick traffic hotspot you might be involved in. Stop and go traffic on 4145 northbound between Mayfair Road and Capitol Drive due to a disabled vehicle on the right shoulder of the entrance ramp at Capitol Drive. That's got about a delay of about 7 minutes. Bonnie Dream will have the full traffic update in just a bit. Our forecast as well. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Coming up, Mike Clemens and sports.
All news all morning, WAUK.
50% of marriages end in divorce. Many of you listening may need our services. I'm Michelle Fitzgerald, founder of Horizons Law Group in Brookfield. Every divorce is different, so we offer a range of options, including flat fee, limited scope, mediation, and traditional divorce services. Don't go it alone. Educate yourself. Call Horizons Law Group, 262-432-3600, or visit horizonslaw.com. Horizons Law Group, where we educate, collaborate, mediate, or litigate to serve you best.
Are your walls looking tired, faded, or just ready for a change? Give your home the refresh it deserves with Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter you can trust. Jeff and his professional team bring precision, care, and the perfect colors to make every room feel brand new. Living rooms, bedrooms, kitchens, hallways, they handle it all. Call Anton Painting and Decorating today at 262-939-4244 and brighten your home with a flawless finish you'll love. Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter.
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. And right now, for a limited time, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payments. But you need to call now. This special offer is only available by calling 800-329-4115. That's 800-329-4115. Call 800-329-4115 right now before the offer ends.
It's all news all morning on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. If you miss a newscast, you can find the updates at waukradio.com or sign up for our WAUK weekly newsletter. You'll find the form on the website. Log on to waukradio.com. You'll find the full menu of civic media offerings throughout the day and all week long on WAUK on 100.3 FM.
It's all news all morning on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Streaming at waukradio.com and by tapping our Civic Media app. Coming up, traffic and weather together. Right now, sports, Mr. Mike Clemens.
The Bucks lose Porter. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks won their opener last night, 133-120, against the Wizards at Fiserv Forum, but they lost guard Kevin Porter Jr., who went down at the end of the first quarter with a sprained left ankle after stepping on teammate Bobby Portis's foot. Doc Rivers asked if he saw what happened.
No, it didn't look good. I'll just say that, you know. So he's going to do an MRI tomorrow. We just got to hope for the best, but looking at it, it was a pretty bad sprain.
The NFL has named Michael Micah Parsons NFC Defensive Player of the Week. Parsons will be after Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers next on Sunday Night Football. Rodgers asked if playing the Pack is a revenge game for him.
I don't have any animosity toward the organization. Obviously, I wish that, you know, things have been better in our last year there, but, you know, I have a great relationship with a lot of people still in that organization. This is not a revenge game for me. I'm just excited to see some of those guys and be on Sunday Night Football again.
That's Aaron Rodgers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
715 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning, weekdays between 6 and 9. Traffic updates as well as we've got traffic and weather together. This traffic report is brought to you by Stand Up to Cancer. Here's Bonnie Green.
4145 northbound, still stop and go between Mayfair and Capitol with a stall on the right shoulder of the entrance ramp. 94 eastbound at Mitchell Boulevard, an accident on the right shoulder. 4145 southbound backed up 124th to Good Hope. I'm Bonnie Green, and that's your latest total traffic.
Thanks, Bonnie. Sponsored by Stand Up to Cancer. Stand Up to Cancer is a groundbreaking initiative created to accelerate initiative cancer research that will grow new therapies to patients quickly and save lives now. Visit standuptocancer.org.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 50 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at around 10 to 15 here today. Tonight, clear. We'll drop down to 34. Could be some frost, a little cooler further inland tonight. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
Thanks, Sean. Cloudy skies in Milwaukee. Winds are out of the northwest at 14, gusting at 25. And there's also a freeze warning that will begin Friday morning at 2 a.m. until 9 a.m. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM.
All news all morning, WAUK.
Start unpacking the decorations and ornaments and plan your upcoming holidays with family and friends. It's also time to start planning for the much colder winter weather. Call Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. Let the pros at Building Waters make sure your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season the right way. For over 50 years, Ferraro's has been the local go-to for classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and calzones. This October, dig into the Bratwurst Pizza, loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. It's sure to satisfy your lunch or dinner craving. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Take back your freedom today with Easy Mobility Solutions, featuring Golden and Pride power scooters and power chairs designed to keep you moving. Southeast Wisconsin's trusted mobility provider will match you with the perfect ride. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Live life on your terms. Stop into Easy Mobility Solutions today and take a test drive. When you mention this ad, you'll save $100 on any scooter, power chair, or power lift recliner. Easy Mobility Solutions, across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Thanks for being there. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Good morning, Milwaukee. How are you? I'm Dan Haney, serving up all news all morning, weekdays between 6 and 9. Coming up, an update from CBS News. Local news from Stuart J. Waddles, as he is our WAUK News Director. Right now, we've got Money Watch from CBS.
CBS Money Watch.
OpenAI has unveiled Atlas, its new web browser that's poised to take on Google Chrome. The company says the search engine is built with ChatGPT at its core, with settings that allow the browser to remember previous chats and searches. 9 in 10 Americans say they don't plan until they turn 70 to collect Social Security, according to a new study by investment firm Schroders. And Netflix is looking to capitalize on the success of its K-pop Demon Hunters film. The company says it has inked a licensing partnership with Mattel and Hasbro to develop toys, games, and other merchandise based on the breakout movie's characters. That's your CBS News Money Watch report. I'm Jesse Mitchell.
Sponsored by Progressive. We make the claims process easy, so you can get back on the road in no time. It's why over 43 million drivers trust Progressive. See for yourself at progressive.com.
540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning, weekdays between 6 and 9. Coming up at 9, don't forget we've got Matt Nair on air with Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach, 9 till 11. Coming up as well, we've got local news with Stuart J. Waddles. A freeze warning will begin tomorrow morning, Friday, October 24th, beginning at 2 a.m. going until 9. So bring your plans in throughout the overnight hours. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. You can listen online at waukradio.com and tap the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. There's a massive makeover underway at the White House, and a lot of people aren't happy about it. President Trump is plowing past historic and architectural concerns and moving ahead with the complete destruction of the East Wing to build a massive ballroom.
In order to do it properly, we had to take down the existing structure. The way it was shown, it looked like we were touching the White House. We don't touch the White House.
He says it'll be able to hold 999 people instead of the 650 the original plan called for. Correspondent Weijia Jiang rounded up opinions on Pennsylvania Avenue.
Tourists we spoke with on site were torn over the president's project.
I think it's disgraceful. It's a desecration, really, I think. I don't know that anybody particularly wants a big ballroom.
Nixon had his bowling alley. JFK had a swimming pool. So, you know, he's adding his touch, and it's going to be beautiful when it's done. Absolutely beautiful.
A U.S. strike took out a ninth alleged drug boat last night. This time, the target was not in the Caribbean, but the Pacific Ocean. At least five people were killed. Secretary of State Marco Rubio.
There are people traveling on international waters headed towards the United States with hostilities in mind, which includes flooding our country with dangerous, deadly drugs.
The Trump administration has slapped new sanctions on Russian oil companies in a bid to encourage an agreement on the war in Ukraine. CBS News senior foreign affairs correspondent Margaret Brennan.
Two European officials tell me that Trump now has some realization that Vladimir Putin needs to be pushed in order to come to that negotiating table and that he cannot demolish a kindergarten and pay zero cost for it.
Several young children were injured in a Russian attack on a school in Kharkiv this week. History just made at the Vatican. Britain's King Charles prayed with Pope Leo in the Sistine Chapel last hour. It is the first time since the Reformation 500 years ago that the heads of two different Christian churches have said prayers together. A popular dating app is now making users show face to log in.
It's called FaceCheck. Tinder records a video of your face and compares that to your current profile pics to make sure it's you, then uses the biometric data of your face to detect any duplicate accounts to cut down on fake profiles. It should also help stop a growing number of AI bots that try to steal your personal information or trick you into scams. Other dating apps like Bumble also use facial recognition software, but on a voluntary basis. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Dow futures are down 46, NAS futures up 4. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
VA education benefits are available to those who qualify.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
More benefits documented from weight loss drugs.
In the largest trial yet of drugs like Wegovy and Ozempic, heart attacks and stroke in people overweight were cut by a whopping 20%, regardless of how much weight they lost. As lead author John Deanfield sees it,
these drugs are not just weight loss drugs. They are drugs that will change many, many illnesses.
So what's happening in the body? The drug is thought to be reducing inflammation in blood vessels, improving blood pressure and cholesterol.
These drugs help liver disease, kidney disease, cardiovascular disease, but they may also help even cognitive decline.
Brad Gibson for CBS News, Carcassonne, France.
How many times have you looked in the mirror and said this?
I am beautiful.
Probably not many. A new survey by Talker Research finds Americans have negative thoughts about their bodies an average of 4 times a day. A whopping 69% say that when they look in the mirror, the first thing they notice is something they want to fix. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. One person is dead and two others hurt after a shooting on Milwaukee's north side last night. Police say it happened at around 10 p.m. near 51st and Garfield. The person killed was a 44-year-old man. Two others, ages 28 and 24, were hit but should recover. Investigators are still searching for a shooter and are asking for tips from the public. There was a major FBI sweep in parts of Milwaukee early yesterday morning, and lots of fentanyl and other drugs were seized. It was called Operation Chalkline, and the FBI Milwaukee office says they were conducting a massive gang takedown that brought together 14 SWAT teams and dozens of law enforcement agencies from across the area. Agents arrested 22 people on federal charges and carried out 24 search warrants in Milwaukee and Racine. They say they seized a lot of cocaine, fentanyl, meth, marijuana, 23 guns, and several vehicles. Police say this kind of teamwork helps take dangerous drugs off Milwaukee streets. Big names are officially behind that Port Washington data center project, OpenAI and Oracle. The consortium will invest more than $15 billion to build an advanced AI hub in the city. A new statement says once it's all done, the site will support more than 1,000 full-time jobs, plus thousands during construction. Officials say it'll also bring a renewable power and infrastructure upgrades to the region. People living in the area this week showed up to a meeting about the project, raising concerns about power and water use. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. If you saw a lot of police and emergency crews around the airport last night, it was just a drill. The 128th Air Refueling Wing was running an active shooter exercise to test emergency response. People near the Mitchell Air National Guard base may have heard gunfire or saw extra activity around the base. County Executive David Crawley says it's all part of keeping personnel prepared for real emergencies. It's been about 30 years since Milwaukee kids trick-or-treated on Halloween. Ghouls and goblins in the city will head out Halloween night instead of Sunday afternoon this year, joining many other local communities. City leaders say the change better fits the spirit of the holiday, with Halloween trick-or-treat hours in the city of Milwaukee from 5:30 to 7:30 on October 31st. Some worry that nighttime celebrations bring new safety risks, especially with traffic and crime. Police say they're promising more patrols to help keep families safe while they're out trick-or-treating. And a celebration of life for Milwaukee civil rights leader Jerry Ann Hamilton will be held November 8th at Mount Olive Baptist Church. Hamilton, who died last week at the age of 90, was known for her fight against discrimination. She made history as one of the first women to lead the Milwaukee NAACP and pushed for accountability in law enforcement. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk. A hearing's happening this morning to talk about allegations of widespread sexual misconduct by school staff in Wisconsin. State Representative Amanda Nedwiski is leading the session. She's invited the state superintendent to explain why so many cases had been kept secret. A report from the Capital Times says the Department of Public Instruction concealed widespread sexual misconduct by educators from the public. Nedwiski plans to propose new laws to criminalize what she calls grooming, tighten rules about student-teacher communication, and close loopholes allowing educators to avoid investigations by surrendering their licenses. DPI Superintendent Jill Underley says the reporting from the Cap Times is incorrect and has demanded a retraction. All news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Homeless veterans are in the middle of the latest back and forth between political parties. Republican lawmakers are proposing an almost $2 million grant program to support groups helping homeless veterans. It comes after centers shut down in Chippewa Falls and Green Bay. The GOP's proposal would match federal funds with state money to support nonprofits aiding veterans. Evers' administration pushed back, accusing Republicans of making empty promises and not approving the governor's request for more money. The fight continues as homeless vets wait for help. Lead paint, lead dust, and lead in water can all have detrimental effects on childhood development. However, impacts might not be seen right away.
So lead poisoning is considered an invisible disease. You don't know your child has lead. But what it can do is, again, it can hurt their brain and nervous system. And they may not show any symptoms at all, but it affects them maybe years down the road when they're in school and they have trouble focusing, learning. And that's when maybe you see some signs of the history of lead poisoning.
That's Winnebago County Public Health Nurse Jane Tebon. This week in National Childhood Lead Poisoning Prevention Week, dedicated to educating people about the dangers of lead poisoning, Tebon says children should be tested for lead exposure at 12 and 24 months, and people with homes built before 1978 should have a lead risk assessment done by their local county public health office. Wisconsin sports, today's forecast, traffic and road delays next. All news all morning on 540 AM and 100.3 FM, WAUK.
731, 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Streaming at WAUKradio.com and on your Civic Media app. Coming up, we got Mike Clemens with sports, Packers and Pittsburgh Steelers. On Sunday Night Football, go back, go. And also, we've got traffic with Bonnie Crane. A couple of slow spots acting up on the freeway system. We have a freeze warning as well. That will start tomorrow morning at 2 a.m. going until 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. And currently, we've got cloudy skies in 42. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. WAUK News Time 731.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
You want something fresh? Lee's Deli's got you covered. Signature subs and chef salads just the way you like them. At Cristiano's, Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, and Workforce Development on Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the Washington Avenue shop for all the fixins. Giant party subs, hot wings, classic deli salads. Ordering's a breeze through the Lee's Deli mobile app. Earn points and perks to keep those cravings satisfied. Lee's Deli. Serving the people of Racine one meal at a time.
There's still plenty of work to do before you put away your tools for another year, so if you need help with the chores ahead, just phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. They do the work that you hate to do yourself. Fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, power washing, you name it. And when it comes to tree removal, the pros at Get Her Done are tremendous. They're also insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Call them today at 262-220-2555 and Get Her Done.
Did you hear something on WAUK you'd like to hear again but don't know how? Go to our website, waukradio.com. There you'll find the full lineup of WAUK and Civic Media podcasts. Choose your favorite from Matinee on Air, Maggie Dawn, Todd Alba, or Tom Hartman. It's all online anytime you want it on demand. waukradio.com.
7:33, time check. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Streaming at waukradio.com and by tapping your Civic Media app. Coming up, traffic and weather together, but right now, Mike Clemens has got sports, Packers and Pittsburgh Steelers, and Milwaukee Bucks.
The Bucks lose Porter. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks won their opener last night, 133-120, against the Wizards at Fiserv Forum, but they lost guard Kevin Porter Jr., who went down at the end of the first quarter with a sprained left ankle after stepping on teammate Bobby Portis's foot. Doc Rivers asked if he saw what happened.
No, it didn't look good. I'll just say that, you know, so he's going to do an MRI tomorrow. We just got to hope for the best, but looking at it, it was a pretty bad sprain.
The NFL has named Micah Parsons NFC Defensive Player of the Week. Parsons will be after Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers next on Sunday Night Football. Rodgers asked if playing the Pack is a revenge game for him.
I don't have any animosity toward the organization. Obviously, I wish that, you know, things have been better in our last year there, but, you know, I have a great relationship with a lot of people still in that organization. This is not a revenge game for me. I'm just excited to see some of those guys and be on Sunday Night Football again.
That's Aaron Rodgers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Traffic time, traffic and weather together. Traffic is brought to you by Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. We've got Bonnie Green.
4145 southbound, still a tight spot between 124th and Good Hope. 94 eastbound backed up 76th Street to Hawley, a stall on the left shoulder there. And 4145 southbound, your off-ramp to Rawson, a disabled vehicle on the exit ramp. 4145 northbound slows Mayfair to Capitol. I'm Bonnie Green, and that's your latest total traffic.
Thanks, Bonnie. Sponsored by the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation has been at the forefront of IBD research and care for over 50 years. Learn more about research, education, and support at Crohn'sColitisFoundation.org. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM.
540 WAUK, Milwaukee forecast.
This report on WAUK is sponsored by Pickleball Kingdom. Just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road, Menominee Falls. Pickleball Kingdom.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 50 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at around 10 to 15 here today. Tonight, clear. We'll drop down to 34. Could be some frost, a little cooler further inland tonight. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
Thanks, Sean. Do have a freeze warning that goes into effect tomorrow morning at 2 a.m. and going until 9. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM.
Everyone's playing pickleball, and Pickleball Kingdom in Menominee Falls is where it's at.
This is Donald Driver. Listen up. You never know who you'll see.
With 17 pro courts, there's no waiting around. Court times that fit your schedule, plus an impressive pro shop, event space, full locker rooms with showers, and a bar with big screens. Or catch the action live. Just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road. Follow Pickleball Kingdom on Instagram or Facebook. Pickleball Kingdom, Menominee Falls.
The taste of fall is calling at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Sink your fork into freshly baked pumpkin pie bars with that perfect hint of spice. Or bite into the sweet, cozy goodness of their apple pie bars, just like autumn in every bite. Add a hot coffee or latte and you've got the perfect recipe for a warm, toasty vibe that makes fall unforgettable. For comfort food any day, check out Main Street Bakery on social media for daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Tired of constant home maintenance? Make your home maintenance-free with Jeff Costanzo, LLC. From aluminum door and window wraps to soffit fascia, seamless gutters, and leaf guard, Jeff's got you covered. Durable, low-maintenance solutions that keep your home looking great year after year. Call Jeff today at 262-497-6797 for your free estimate. That's 262-497-6797. Jeff Costanzo, LLC. Quality, maintenance-free, and worry-free to make your life easier.
738, 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Weekdays between 6 and 9. Weekday mornings at 5 here on WAUK. Pam Yonke, the host of the Midwest Farm Report. And now she has an agribusiness news update. Good morning, Pam.
Oh, you bet. Wisconsin beef producers, whether they're native beef or dairy beef, they're worried about Argentina beef entering their marketplace. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. And we'll hear what one Wisconsin beef producer worries about most. That's next.
What is the Dairyland seed difference? The answer is found in our difference makers. Our seeds are developed and delivered for unrivaled performance in and only in the Upper Midwest. Our local dealers, expert agronomists, and everyone throughout our organization who live to make life better on farms and in the community. It's our people, products, and pedigree that combine to make a true difference that you can see on the bottom line and feel in your heart. Learn more about our difference makers at DairylandSeeDifference.com.
Brady Zooks, a beef producer just outside of Ladysmith. He's also a member of the Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association. He said what bothers him is consumers are still buying beef, even at an escalated price. That's why the idea of bringing Argentinian beef into the U.S. marketplace bothers him.
We're near the high of our 10-year cycle right now based on limited cattle inventory. There's just less calves around to feed. So it's a cycle, right? Things go up, things go down, and these are the times where we as producers can be profitable, make money, and then save that up for the good or the times that come that aren't as rich. What really concerns me, you know, is the outside, manipulation, you could say, of the cattle market, right? Cattle market's based on free trade principles, supply and demand, and any kind of outside intervention really wreaks havoc in our markets.
Brady Zook, a member of the Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association, a beef producer himself by Ladysmith, irritated at the idea of Argentinian beef being introduced to the U.S. marketplace. One item to make note of, we're finding out that today the U.S. Department of Agriculture may reopen Farm Service Agency offices to release about $3 billion in aid directly to farmers. This happening despite the government shutdown continuing. It's a developing story we'll keep an eye on. Keeping an eye on markets, those numbers are next.
No one should have to navigate herd health alone. Luckily, you don't have to. A successful operation requires teamwork. Visit bio-vet.com and let us help identify key challenges and offer expert solutions unique to your situation. We evaluate your full herd health plan and make economical recommendations to your operation. Learn more about our team and products for herd health at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
This morning, December corn is up a penny at 424. November beans are up 2 at 1037. July wheat's unchanged. Yesterday, the barrel cheese dropped 2 to 175.5. 40-pound block cheese was down 2.5 at 174. And AA butter dropped 3.5 on Wednesday to 154.5 per pound. There's your market snapshot on a Thursday. I'm PM Yankee.
741, it's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Good morning to you. I'm Dan Haney. Thanks for being there. Cloudy skies in Milwaukee at the moment. 42. We'll see the sun later on with a high of around 50. And the first freeze warning of the upcoming cold season will begin tomorrow morning at 2 a.m. going until 9. And CBS News just around the corner.
All news all morning. WAUK.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The White House entire East Wing is going away, and President Trump is taking flak for his new expanded plan that'll make room for a 90,000 square foot ballroom. Correspondent Weijia Jiang is there.
I think it's going to be something you're all going to be very proud of.
The 90,000 square foot ballroom, once finished, will be nearly double the size of the main White House building. The First Lady's office has already been demolished. A family theater and a gift shop will also be flattened.
Tourists on Pennsylvania Avenue have been weighing in.
It's a desecration, really, I think. I don't know that anybody particularly wants a big ballroom.
JFK had a swimming pool. So, you know, he's adding his touch. And it's going to be beautiful when it's done.
California Governor Gavin Newsom speaking out over the president's plans to order Border Patrol agents to San Francisco. In an X post, Newsom claims the plan is designed to create chaos.
This is right out of the dictator's handbook. Donald Trump does this over and over again. He says he's going to send in the National Guard to address uncontrollable crime rates, which are fictitious.
San Francisco Chronicle's reporting about 100 federal agents are en route to the U.S. Coast Guard base in Alameda. New strikes on suspected drug boats from South America. This time they were taken out not in the Caribbean, but in the Pacific Ocean. Correspondent Charlie Daggett reports from Washington.
Videos released by Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth Wednesday show boats in two separate military strikes. One vessel half-loaded with black bundles, the second leaving behind parcels in the water after it burst into flames.
President Trump was top of mind at the final debate in the New York City mayoral race.
Former Governor Andrew Cuomo said President Trump wants Democrat Zohran Mamdani to win so Trump can take over the city.
He has no respect for him. He thinks he's a kid and he's going to knock him on his tuchus.
Republican Curtis Sliwa said Jewish New Yorkers fear Mamdani.
They view you as the arsonist who fanned the flames of anti-Semitism.
Mamdani said he would look out for all New Yorkers.
I have never, not once, spoken in support of global jihad.
Early voting begins Saturday in New York. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Breaking news from Broadway.
You'll be back, time will tell.
King George will still have an orchestra accompanying him when the curtain rises on Hamilton and all the other musicals on the Great White Way tonight. The union that represents Broadway musicians has just announced it's reached a tentative labor agreement with producers that averts a threatened strike that would have silenced almost two dozen shows. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Right now, you can save big with T-Mobile's phone and home internet bundle. Visit your local store to learn more.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Local leaders in California have approved plans to establish no ice zones around public spaces.
Leaders in San Jose and Santa Clara County have voted to create local ordinances that would make city and county property off limits to federal immigration officers. Councilmember Peter Ortiz.
We cannot wait until federal agents show up in our neighborhoods to finally decide that we should have protected our community spaces.
It's unclear how these no ice zones would be enforced. In a statement, a Department of Homeland Security spokesperson said, DHS enforces federal immigration law without fear, favor, or prejudice. Matt Bigler for CBS News, San Jose, California.
Would you buy a home if you knew it was haunted? Turns out a majority of Americans would not be scared away. New survey from Rocket Mortgage shows 65% say they would consider buying a haunted house. 39% would definitely say yes. Another 26% are open to the idea. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
And good morning, Milwaukee. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. A little bit of breaking news. You might be waking up to a power outage.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk.
All news all morning, WAUK.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Trick-or-treating in the city of Milwaukee is moving to Halloween night for the first time in more than 30 years. City officials say it's about embracing the holiday spirit, but not everyone's convinced. Some parents and city leaders fear safety issues like reckless driving and crime after dark. Trick-or-treat hours are set for 5:30 to 7:30 on October 31st. Police plan on additional patrols. Other communities have been running the door-to-door candy distribution on Halloween for years. Across southeastern Wisconsin yesterday, federal agents and local police joined forces for a wide-scale gang takedown. The FBI Milwaukee office helped lead the effort, with 14 SWAT teams hitting targets in Milwaukee and Racine counties. A statement says the operation led to 22 arrests and the recovery of guns, drugs, and vehicles all tied to violent crime. Officers from multiple departments across the state took part, from the State Patrol to local police in West Allis, Oak Creek, and Cudahy. The FBI says this kind of teamwork is critical for keeping Wisconsin safe. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM.
A West Dallas couple is facing serious charges after the death of their 4-year-old son and alleged abuse of his twin sister. Prosecutors say 21-year-old Devario Cruz and 31-year-old Charlotte Couric gave conflicting stories before admitting they lied about how the boy was hurt. The criminal complaint describes weeks of severe abuse, neglect, and fear inside their home. Cruz faces 6 felony counts, including homicide and child abuse. Couric is charged with neglect leading to death. Prosecutors say the investigation is ongoing. Another Hale interchange shutdown could slow weekend traffic. Starting at 11 tomorrow night, the ramp from southbound 41-894 to eastbound 894 will be closed for bridge work. It'll be shut down until 5:30 Monday morning. Officials say drivers should expect detours and take extra travel time. The recommended detour uses 43 South and Highway 100 before rejoining 894. There will be several other ramps in the area closed during the work. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk. The Wisconsin DOJ is investigating a death involving law enforcement in the town of Wautoma. It started when a deputy and a state trooper responded to a domestic violence call last Thursday night. Officials say 51-year-old Timothy Lehman fired from inside the home, and the deputy Alex Midthune returned fire. Lehman later barricaded himself before officers found him dead inside. The DOJ at this point says they believe the deputy's bullets likely caused his death. No officers were injured. First responders getting a response to their call for help. A new state law aiming to make sure Wisconsin has enough EMTs on the job, with Governor Tony Evers signing bills. The measures pay back students taking EMS classes, sending more money to training programs, and makes it easier for departments to share local funds. Another bill starts a pilot program for video 911 calls, giving dispatchers a clearer picture of what's going on. EMS calls up 38% nationwide since 2020. Wisconsin has about 19,000 EMTs and paramedics serving communities statewide. All news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Lawmakers in the city of Madison debating whether public safety or social services should get the money. Dane County's $31 million shortfall has some supervisors calling to cut 28 vacant jobs from the sheriff's department and shift the funds to human services projects. That includes support for a new men's shelter downtown. Sheriff Calvin Barrett says fewer deputies mean slower response times and staffing problems once the new jail opens in 2027. Dane County Executive Melissa Agard says every department must trim at least 4% from its budget. The board meets today to decide what's next. Wisconsin's food share program could run out of money in just over a week. The federal shutdown's hitting right as earlier SNAP funding cuts take effect November 1st. Oshkosh Area Community Pantry Director Ryan Rasmussen talks about the impact.
Based on the government shutdown starting November 1st, all SNAP benefits are cut. So no new monies will be given to any SNAP recipients. And also for the first time, any outstanding balances that folks have could be in jeopardy.
Governor Tony Evers' office confirms federal funds for Wisconsin food aid are drying up fast, meaning people across the state could soon lose access to food assistance. Representative Tom Tiffany is pushing back against Governor Evers' claims about food share funding running out because of the GOP. He says Evers is misleading people. Tiffany blamed Senate Democrats for the shutdown, saying that they voted 11 times to shut food share and all programs down. Tiffany's running for governor, both sides pointing fingers at the other as the shutdown nears a month. Wisconsin sports, today's forecast, traffic and road delays next. All news all morning on 540 AM and 100.3 FM, WAUK.
7:53. Good morning. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning, weekdays between 6 and 9. Coming up, Mike Clements has got sports, traffic hotspot, stop and go traffic on 94 westbound between 16th Street and the Stadium Interchange. About a 4-minute delay there. Bonnie Green has an updated traffic for us as well. Forecast is coming up too. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM.
All news all morning, WAUK.
Marine Credit Union's passion is to empower this community. In partnership with the Salvation Army, help families experiencing hardship during this year's Warm Up with Marine Drive. Bring in new or gently used coats, boots, gloves, hats, and more. Every donation goes directly to those families who need it most. Help chart the course toward a warmer, brighter winter, one step at a time. Stop by Marine Credit Union today on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue, to drop off your donations. Federally insured by NCUA.
For delicious Halloween treats, visit O&H Danish Bakery, where you'll find their famous Wicked Good Kringle. This decidedly decadent Kringle has a midnight chocolate filling, chocolate icing, and is topped with delightful Halloween sprinkles. There are many hand-decorated, ghoulishly good Halloween delights, so do stop in. While there, pick up several O&H Caramel Apple Cinnamon Cupcakes. They're a fall celebration in the palm of your hand. Visit O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Ready to love your space or build a new one? Royal Construction can make it happen. From custom new home builds to stunning kitchen and bathroom remodels, decks, siding, masonry, and more. Specializing in concrete and beautiful stamp designs to give your home that extra touch of style and durability. Fully licensed, insured, and committed to quality work that lasts. Big project or small, they bring visions to life on time and on budget. Call Royal Construction today, 414-295-1794, or visit their Facebook page. Build something amazing together.
Hi, it's Maggie Dawn. Join me every weekday afternoon from 4 to 6 on 540 WAUK and 100.3 FM. Our guests and experts cover the news and issues that matter most to you and your family, from rising grocery prices to affordable health care to political division. It's great conversation, real solutions, and a small dose of fun, too. The Maggie Dawn Show, right here on 540 WAUK, 100.3 FM.
7:55, going on 7:56. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Coming up, we've got traffic and weather together. Mike Clemens talking about the Milwaukee Bucks, the Packers, and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Go, Mike.
The Bucks lose Porter. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks won their opener last night, 133-120, against the Wizards at Fiserv Forum, but they lost guard Kevin Porter Jr., who went down at the end of the first quarter with a sprained left ankle after stepping on teammate Bobby Portis's foot. Doc Rivers asked if he saw what happened.
No, it didn't look good. I'll just say that, you know. So he's going to do an MRI tomorrow. We just got to hope for the best, but looking at it, it was a pretty bad sprain.
The NFL has named Micah Parsons NFC Defensive Player of the Week. Parsons will be after Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers next on Sunday Night Football. Rodgers asked if playing the Pack is a revenge game for him.
I don't have any animosity toward the organization. Obviously, I wish that, you know, things have been better in our last year there, but, you know, I have a great relationship with a lot of people still in that organization. This is not a revenge game for me. I'm just excited to see some of those guys and be on Sunday Night Football again.
That's Aaron Rodgers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning and traffic and weather together as well, three times an hour. This traffic report is brought to you by Blindster.com. We say good morning to Bonnie Green.
4145 southbound at a standstill. Appleton to Silver Spring, a stall blocks the left lane. 4145 southbound, 124th to Good Hope is heavy. 94 eastbound is jammed up 76 to Hawley with a stalled vehicle on the left shoulder. 4145 northbound, Mayfair to Capitol, still a big delay. I'm Bonnie Green, and that's your latest total traffic.
Thanks, Bonnie. Sponsored by Blindster.com. Need new blinds? At Blindster.com, they offer guaranteed low prices, guaranteed satisfaction. Free samples and free shipping at Blindster. They take the fear out of ordering custom blinds, shades, and shutters, so you can do it yourself and save big at Blindster.com.
540 WAUK Milwaukee forecast.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 50 for a high this afternoon, with wind out of the northwest at around 10 to 15 here today. Tonight, clear. We'll drop down to 34. Could be some frost, a little cooler further inland tonight. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
Cloudy as well. Winds are out of the northwest at 14, gusting at 25. Also got a freeze warning that goes into effect tomorrow early morning at 2 a.m. until 9. So bring in those plans. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM.
All news, all morning.
WAUK.
Something new is waking up Racine. The new cafe, where elevated brunch and lunch classics meet a bold Mexican twist. Think fluffy, delicious pancakes, crave-worthy breakfast tacos, the daring triple threat. A menu designed to wow. Pair it with signature coffee, and you've got more than a meal. You've got an experience. Upscale, energetic, and full of heart. They're a gathering place where neighbors, friends, and visitors feel at home. The new cafe. Taste the city vibe right here at 600 Main Street, downtown Racine.
Coming up, CBS News on 540 WAUK, 100.3 FM, streaming at WAUKradio.com. Money Watch from CBS News Now.
CBS Money Watch.
The U.S. gross national debt has surpassed $38 trillion for the first time ever, according to Treasury Department data. This as the federal government shutdown is now the second longest in U.S. history. Facebook parent company Meta is cutting around 600 artificial intelligence jobs. The layoffs do not affect the company's new TBD lab unit, which Meta says is working on the company's next generation foundation models. And the jersey worn by Major League Baseball's Iron Horse, Lou Gehrig, in his final appearance at Yankee Stadium, sold for a whopping $2.7 million at Christie's Auction House Wednesday. That's the highest amount ever paid for a piece of Gehrig memorabilia. That's your CBS News Money Watch report. I'm Jesse Mitchell.
Since 2013, the annual Progressive Keys to Progress event has provided deserving veterans with vehicles, helping our heroes drive their lives forward. Learn more about this program at keystoprogress.com.
540 WAUK, 100.3 FM, streaming at WAUKradio.com and tapping your Civic Media app. It's all news all morning coming up, CBS News, followed by local news with Stuart J. Waddles. Milwaukee, thanks for being there. Thanks for listening.
We're a Civic Media station.